I'm Paula Gordon. Lawrence Hill is the author of Someone Knows My Name. When I first came upon the Native American tradition that of how powerful naming is, it really pretty much stopped me in my tracks. We've done a lot of work in the last 3 or 4 weeks around the Genesis story, which includes, not limited to, but includes for the Christian and the Jewish world views, the fundamental nature of naming. As I thought my way through what you were doing, telling me the entire history of slavery and never letting me drown in that and always giving me a reason to turn the page and, ooh, now what's going to happen? And I already know what's going to happen because you tell me on the first page that she's going to tell me the story, but I worry. This naming function all the way through seems to be a powerful thread for you.
It is. Well, if you have a name and if other people know your name, it's really an assertion of your own humanity. When you think of it, the first form of literature created by African Americans and African Canadians is a memoir. This is who I am. This is my name. This is when I was born, and I'm going to assert my humanity by putting it down on the page for you to read. And this is my way of proving to you that I'm equally human. And so, the name is so critical. And of course, the concept of someone knows my name runs through this book. It is a hats off to James Baldwin, author of Nobody Knows My Name. And in a way, someone knows my name isn't that far from nobody knows my name. That someone, maybe one person knows it, is not a whole lot better.
Or Ralph Ellison.
Yes, Invisible Man, absolutely, with no name. But in this book, the first time we come across a concept is when Aminata, as a child, finds herself in this slave vessel. And because she's a girl and a young woman, she's given more mobility in slave ships, physical mobility than the men. And this is very common in the time. And so she has access to men into movement more than the average man would have, African man, on these slave vessels.
Or her young man friend.
Yes. And so as she passes through these men who are chained, and she calls out some of their names, and they feel, and one in particular feels so validated to have his name said, and he says, someone knows my name. And he feels so much better for an instant that he has somebody saying.
Is this about justice and dignity?
Well, it's about humanity. It's about having your name recognized. So a name means so much, and that he hears his name on her lips makes him feel for an instant that he's still a human being, and it gives him something to hang on to.
We are looking at headlines as we sit here that say 4,000 Americans and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are dead. If we knew all of their names, it would be different, wouldn't it?
And not only their names, but their stories, if their faces, if we saw that they are equally human, an American and Iraqi, they're human beings. And not just do we have those who've been killed, but we have all the families who had devastation, you know, galore in their lives as a result of economic dislocation and the loss of loved ones. And so, yes, if we knew their names and we knew their life stories, it'd be much harder to justify war.
Another young friend who is African American, having been African, she is white and now lives in America, is Alexander Fuller, who writes of soldiers, that once you turn a man into a killing machine, you own him forever. And the responsibility never goes away. When you've broken that fundamental bond, it seems to me this is sort of the flip side of that. When you are able to keep that fundamental bond through all trials and tribulations, which make this also almost an adventure story. That's the rest of the story, isn't it?
Yes, basically, the story is in the human story, has to be ultimately an assertion of love, and an assertion of humanity, and a refusal to submit, you know, to the monstrous will that we sometimes exercise and demonstrate in this world, and an insistence on human dignity.
Onward, human dignity. Thank you so much, Lawrence Hill.
Thank you.
Whether you call it Someone Knows My Name or The Book of Negroes, Lawrence Hill's accomplishment is stellar. If you're searching for a single book to summarize the experience of slavery in North America, you've found it. Heartfelt thanks to Lawrence Hill.
We're also deeply appreciative of Judith Costello at the Canadian Consulate in Atlanta. She found a way for this conversation to happen. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.